from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Midweek dumper.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, it's gone quick this week.
Hump dump.
The old hump dump.
Get that out of the way first.
These weeks are just belting by, aren't they?
Sure
it's
are.
Crazy.
And it's nice to be back together again after our little hiccup last week.
I hated
the
that.
Incident, yeah, which I believe has been discussed
elsewhere. On a rival platform. Network.
At a rival network, because what happened was, for those of you interested in the incident, we had a young kid.
Oh, we're doing it.
Okay. Oh, you're actually saying.
Well, they set it upstairs, didn't they?
Keep it generic.
Yeah, I would keep it quite generic.
I'm not going to mention it was I'm not an idiot. Young kid upstairs tested positive for COVID.
Yep.
That rules out Fev and Feve.
All right.
I'm having some fun.
We're in the same building.
Everyone's okay, and that's the main thing.
Yes.
That's
right.
Health and well-being is more important than work.
Of course.
And, you know, we all got through what was annoying, but nothing more than that.
That's right. Yeah.
So good luck to everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. We step out of lockdown in our part of the world at the end of the week, which we are all very much looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Get in touch with us on Insta at Marty Shigold Show. Will, what do you got for us?
Thank you, Troy. Yes, a lot of people getting in touch about three-way yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to clear some air here.
Okay, so
Matt and I are about to kick it off, by the
way. Is what we call the theme train on the show.
We don't call it the theme train. It's called three-way.
It's called three-way, but it is essentially a theme train.
Yeah, we explain it as a theme train.
It's three ideas, three bits of popular culture, whatever.
Yeah.
What connects them?
Yes.
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 Well explained.
Now, why are you and Matthew going head to head?
Are you about to back down? I hope you are.
Backing down.
Geez.
First of all,
and I wasn't involved in the heated argument yesterday.
Why
I just
was
sat back
heated?
And pleasantly.
First of all,
actually made me really angry.
Yes. Was this on our Insta story?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I did see a part of
this. I didn't see any of this.
This first bit is related, but it's unrelated.
Okay. Mm.
Last week, there was a question, and the three items were canal, wall, and Lexington.
Yep.
Troy said New York. And I accepted it as a correct answer. I shouldn't have.
Canal, wall, and Lexington.
He should have said New York streets.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was on Zoom. There was lag. It was a bit chaotic.
Yeah,
I accepted it.
It was a challenging word.
I should have asked for more information.
Sure. Okay. Is that what this whole thing's about?
No. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It kind of is.
Okay.
Then yesterday.
I think
yesterday,
Patricia might get involved in this.
You wind down.
Then yesterday, I said Worcestershire, Devon, and Cornwall.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Lauren said places in England. I said more information. She said cities in England. I said incorrect. They're counties.
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
I said
in the office, the only thing that I was upset by was that he accepted Troy's answer last week with just New York.
But difficult circumstances, technically.
No, I don't care.
No. Lauren's right on this.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have accepted New York. I should have accepted New York streets.
Yes. You also shouldn't have asked for more information
now, this
with
is where
places of England, because it is generic enough,
is
but
off.
Also specific enough than it should be.
My answer was more specific than Troy's.
No, but there is a distinct difference. Are they all actual cities?
They're counties.
Right.
So they're not actually cities.
But
no.
What
within
I'm saying
a county.
Is
Worcester. No. Worcester is a city within Worcestershire.
But the other ones.
But Matt's saying he should have accepted my answer as just
as places,
places in England.
Bang, you've got it. Done.
Because
Matt
if he accepted Troy saying.
No, I don't want to dumb it down. I'm just,
but you accepted just New York.
But did you say places or cities?
I said places.
And then I asked, for more information.
You don't need more information
but
after that.
But he didn't ask
if
for more information.
If she said
for
England,
Troy.
Yes, you should say.
The London Zoo and William Shakespeare's house are places in England.
Oh.
I said counties. And I wanted the word counties.
But we don't even use the word counties.
But you should have wanted the word streets for New York.
That's behind
his quiz.
Us. I agree with you.
I know it's his
quiz.
And if
he wants the answer to be counties, then it has to be the answer.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I accepted that.
If we're trying to get into Will's brain, we'll never win.
We don't have to. He had an answer. Counties.
Yes, but places in England
is
encapsulates
not,
that.
Is,
if
not,
Lauren originally
is not
said,
the answer.
No, if Lauren originally said cities in England,
neither is New York.
That is wrong. That's okay.
Stay out of it.
Brazil is a place. Asia is a place.
Yes. Yeah.
In
it's
England,
so broad.
And that is specified it down to at least. Absolutely fine.
Where do you stand, Troy? Where do you stand?
I think it's fine. Counties. I think it needs to be counties.
It's that specific.
It has a border. It has a name. It has a shire.
Then, Troy, do you agree that you shouldn't have got that point?
I do.
Yes.
But I think
that
we had a technical challenge last week.
We did. And you ended up winning last week regardless. So at least it didn't.
Was that only last week?
Yeah, it was.
Like a lot.
And you did win. It didn't affect the outcome.
I know. And that's why I said I wasn't that upset about yesterday. Matt, on my behalf, I was so surprised because Matt never, ever gets that passion.
Matt gets funny about certain things.
What makes news in Melbourne?
No, we're not going
into this. I'm not
going
to discuss that. No. But even other things like putting the bingo card together for the vault.
That you was have, to help you.
That was a
it
nice
was to help
thing.
You visualize the podcast. Bingo
the
never
things
heard
that
the
you get hooked on are quite
Can
strange.
We do a poll?
I wasn't hooked on the bingo.
About
I was just helping you visualize the vault competition
anything.
On a sheet.
Okay, they're still going. Not
Take a breath, Matthew.
Can we do a poll? Not that it will affect anything. Because
poll it.
I'm
she
just
poll
worried
it.
The poll.
Yeah, let's do a poll.
The poll will go to an audience that isn't fully across the circumstances.
It doesn't matter. Let's do a poll.
How are you going to phrase the poll?
Well, it has to be sort of was asking for more information correct?
Yeah. Yeah, it's simple as that. That'll work. Can you get onto that, Clancy?
I think it's fine to ask for more information. And I did get it wrong. And I will admit that that is something that I don't know what a counter is.
No,
like, I was
fair.
Never going
to
get
not
that
fair
right.
To ask for more info. Places in England is specific enough.
All right. Well, we're going to have a poll.
America also has counties.
States.
But that's not the same as a
counties,
state.
Counties within a state, yes.
Yeah. So it's not exclusive to the UK. Right.
Ireland and Scotland have counties.
All right.
Maybe let's put it onto
we'll put
a
that to the listeners.
Poll.
Let's keep moving, guys.
Yes. From Clayton. He was the one who pointed out that it's Muay Thai.
Muay Thai!
And then he said, tell Marty Muay Thai is a good way to burn off the Zinger Burgers. The following photo, and get your phones out if you want to see Clayton.
Hello.
The following photo is me at 116 kegs.
That's pretty large,
and
depending
then,
on his height.
Mm-hmm.
Once I send it through, you'll be able to see who I'm talking about. The next one is at 89 kegs.
God, he really has lost some weight.
That is from training in Muay Thai and cutting out the crap food. So well done, Clayton.
Wow. He looks like a different person.
He
totally
does.
Different person.
Yeah. Amazing. Well
great
done.
Work. Speaking
kept
of Clayton.
Kept the beard, though, which is interesting.
I like the beard.
I like the beard.
I like it when he's thinner. When he's heavier, it's a bit much.
Yeah.
Clayton also pointed out that speaking of three ways, we don't want to get back into it, but we were thinking of songs that could replace the train opener.
Oh,
yeah, because it's a theme train.
Yes, and he suggested this one, which is Lonely Island.
Three-way.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake and Lonely Island. It was an SNL sketch.
And Lady Gaga, too, apparently.
It's not bad. What do you like?
Got a bit of the Flight of the Conchords about it, hasn't it?
I really like Lonely Island. They were very funny.
So I think that might be the new three-way.
No.
All right.
My
we
quiz.
We can change the word.
Will's quiz.
Will's quiz. I think you've learnt that today, Matthew, if nothing else. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
A few people, including Rodney, have sent through a meme that I assume, because they all sent through the same meme, which I think must have appeared somewhere on Facebook or something like that.
Found out?
And no, I can just show you this one. It's the scene from, what's the one with James McAvoy?
Split. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, what a full-on film.
Yes, and it's when you tell when someone tells you how drunk you were last night and then it's him, that wasn't me, that was Patricia. And I thought this actually inspired the name.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
So that's where Patricia comes from.
Yeah, that's where the name Patricia comes from.
Oh, I thought we just made that name
up
one day.
No, I think I said one day, that wasn't me, that was Patricia, which is from the film.
Right.
And that's where Patricia came from.
Oh, that was a made-up name too.
It's a great name, though. Yeah.
We're all learning. We're all learning.
So thank you for sending through that meme. And finally, for the front end, this is from Griff. Afternoon, Steamboat Willie. Long time no message. I thought once you had wrapped up your UK road trip from tits to cags, you should hit up this one.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
That we were Penis Creek to and so this one starts in Nova Scotia. So it's across the continent of North America.
Scotland. Nice beaches there.
Did you say Scotland?
Yeah. Beautiful.
I meant Canada.
You just went, Scotland.
Scotland.
So this only three destinations on this road trip. You go from Pee Pee Island to Pee Pee Creek, finally at Poo Poo Point.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Griff.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. Here is the Wednesday dump from Triple M.
Marty Shigold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show.
Marty, morning. How are you? Oh,
wonderful, Troy. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
You won't believe it. On my drive in this morning, I saw my first set of Christmas lights.
Oh, really?
I still don't buy it.
No, me neither.
You guys think it's Halloween, but no, this was Christmas lights.
Where? On a freeway?
No, in the suburbs.
Was there a Santa?
No, but there was all of the Christmas lights.
Even fairy lights?
Yeah, yeah, fairy lights, but along fences, along the front of the house. Yeah.
Coloured?
Coloured.
Even David Jones aren't pulling the trigger in October.
I know. It's insane. I couldn't believe it either.
I have seen, like, fruit mince pies.
Yeah, they've been
out
for months.
Are you sure that people aren't just getting excited because we're getting out of lockdown on Friday?
Well, Loza suggested it might be Halloween, but does anyone care that much about Halloween?
Halloween is
that they light up their whole house.
It's much bigger here now.
Yeah, it is big, isn't it? Yeah, the last few years.
It's grown.
I bought my Halloween costume.
When is the Halloween? What's the date of Halloween?
The 31st of October.
Right.
Is it always the 31st?
Yes.
Oh. But that was very common. I was like,
who doesn't know when Halloween is? Yeah.
It sort of passes me by. It wasn't a thing when we were at school.
Of course it wasn't. It was just an Americanization, awful thing.
It's on movies and
with
stuff.
With people walking around in white sheets.
It had a real
Ku Klux Klan vibe.
Clue.
Clarence's birthday is on Halloween.
That's right. Oh,
much more important.
Well, we've got something to celebrate.
Exactly.
Either way. I will keep an eye on those lights and update you.
Yeah, nice.
Because I'll take a photo of it.
Please. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Next level.
Next level. I might send Hamish and Andy out there and see if anything's going on. Maybe they could fire themselves out of a cannon over the house. How is everyone?
Yeah, good. How's your diet going?
Oh, it's awful.
Not a diet.
Healthy eating plan.
Lifestyle shit.
It's a lifestyle change.
It does look
hideous. Mainly because I was fat shamed by this group of people.
How are you, Alex?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good?
Thank you.
Happy?
Yeah, so happy. I'm getting really, really excited for the end of lockdown. Also, I'd like to know what Lauren's Halloween costume is.
Oh, yeah.
It's Elton John.
It's Elton John.
Yeah, his Dodgers costume. His Dodgers.
That classic photo of him.
Yeah.
He was really on the gear in that photo. It's Halloween.
DC's on the screen. We can see his fingers.
DC, your beautiful fingers. Yeah. We're missing them. Come back soon.
He had to improvise, and I thought he did a good job. Mm.
Bit of touch the Ross Nobles about him there when he did Celebrity Apprentice, version of Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Top six at six. Number one, typo in government roadmap keeps Melbourne entertainment venues shut until 80% targets.
It's a copy and paste issue.
Oh, my God. Because I think the original tweet came out saying 70% some of these guys could reopen.
Yep, so they booked things.
Started the ball rolling, which they would have been ready to hit the go button for weeks, months, some of them.
Surely you just allow them to keep open. If they've made those plans.
I don't know.
If you're sitting down anyway, it's still the same amount of people inside.
Yeah,
What's different to a restaurant?
So many crazy rules for some and no rules for others.
Well, like retail can't
retail.
Open. But hairdressers can. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. You can have a woman or a man hovering over you while they cut your hair, but you can't go to bloody...
Rebel Sports.
I could not think of a single
shop. Not a single retail.
I can't get a Bunnings.
Think was the name of the cut glass one on Bourke Street. Schwarzkopf.
Swarovski.
That's all I could think. All I could think was Swarovski cut glass.
You can't go to bloody Schwarzkopf.
And I can't go to Swarovski cut glass and get a small robin.
Because that's what you need in your life.
Yes, a paperweight made of angular glass. Could not remember the name of a single store. Not Katie's or Suzanne's, nothing.
You need to eat.
Fashion the clicks.
It's going to be a hard week.
Real soup moment just there.
It's going to be a long week on your sleep.
It is going to be. It's so hot in here, Matthew. I'm about to vomit in my own mouth. Holy hell, I didn't know we were doing the barley show.
Matt's in his shorts, so his temperature gauge is off.
And the heating up.
Never been this hot.
I'm about to faint.
Oh, my God. Thank God I didn't wear undies. That poor chair.
Oh, poor tracking.
Who has to sit in that chair next?
That poor chair. You'll need to burn this chair after the show, Matthew.
Sure, no worries.
Coming in at number two on the top six, American TV presenter Alison Williams has left ESPN due to the company's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Okay, so she's pulled the pin. Obviously does not want to be jabbed or does not want to be told to be jabbed. Mm. There's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people are just on principle saying, you cannot tell me how to live my life.
Yeah. Those people may have to find other jobs.
That's what's going to happen. Number three, people will soon be able to whiz across the Yarra River at up to 40 kilometres an hour on a zip line that's going to be running from Fed Square across the river to Alexandra Gardens.
That sounds fun.
It yes. does sound fun.
Yes.
Don't whiz while you're on it.
No.
Or do.
No.
You only have to hang on for 5 seconds. It's going to be
it's
quick.
It's going to be a quick zip line, isn't it? But that'll be a bit of fun, something to get people in that area up and about. Number four, Dan Andrews bans unvaccinated Victorians from pubs and events until well into 2022 in the toughest stance Australia has seen. This doesn't make any sense. In New South Wales, you're unvaccinated, you've only got a week longer than everyone who's double vaxxed. Mm. Like, what's making those people get vaccinated?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No. Essentially, after this Friday, if you're unvaccinated, your lockdown continues.
Your lockdown continues.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Queen turns down honour from the Oldie of the Year Awards because she believes you're only as old as you feel.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Good. Isn't she great?
From Liz, wonderful woman.
Just given up the booze.
Has she? Oh, she has too. We spoke about that yesterday.
We heard only the evening martini, but I thought she started at about 11.
She does. She has an 11sies.
Yeah.
Number six, viral football fan becomes instant cult hero for carrying 48 beers in one go in front of a cheering stand. And there he is. He's got five of those cardboard containers with about eight beers in each one.
That is impressive.
And it's a serious effort, isn't it?
He said it wasn't a record. His friend Yolchen has managed to carry 50 before.
Yolchen. God, that's an expensive round, isn't it? 50 beers.
Yeah.
Probably about 10 pounds.
They're probably
a beer.
Only like light beers.
They wouldn't be pale ale.
Mid strength.
There, you're up to date.
Oh, hang on. We should just wait for this.
How long? 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds. Yeah.
Top six at six.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Remember to follow us on Insta, by the way. Just search at Marty Sheargold Show.
Oh, and you can also text us on 0457 051 051.
Yes. That's the Lauren line.
Yeah. If you want to get directly in touch with Loz, 0457 051 051.
A lot of people do.
No pictures required.
No.
Sometimes I replied to that angry one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That person got in touch and said, a reply from the Triple M text line, best day ever. I should let my Patricia text more often.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
She gets results.
How's this for a kooky little story? An Indian woman claims to have had her first child at the age of 70. I mean, way they've positioned that, it's almost as if she might be lying. But she's holding a baby and she looks 70.
No, I think the question is she 70?
Is she 70?
Yeah.
making her one of the oldest first-time mothers ever.
Mm-hmm.
One of?
Jivunbun Rabari and her 75-year-old husband, Maldari, conceived their son through IVF. Why would you bother?
I know.
After trying unsuccessfully for a baby for decades.
How many decades?
They've been married for 47 years, so.
Four decades.
Maybe four.
There you go. It's four and a half decades.
I mean, in the photo, and I'm not one to judge things by photos. But there looks like there's zero chemistry between those two.
Yeah, and they're not young 70s. No. Well, they're like old 70s.
He looks like he's 1,000.
He does.
They've been together for 47 years. They are well over each other.
Mate, he looks 1,000 years old and like he's just wandered in out of the desert.
Maybe they're doing it for their, daughter or something. Like, maybe they're like, oh, well, yeah, you have it.
You have it.
I don't know.
Jivunbun does not have ID to prove her age, but told reporters it was 70. Well, Jivunbun is making it up. I can tell you she's not 70.
She looks a little bit older.
A little bit older. She looks like she was 70 when I was 10. which would make her one of the oldest first-time mothers in the world. However, another Indian woman, Imati Mangayama, is believed to be the oldest after having twin girls at the age of 74 in 2019.
74. I believe that.
I mean, you wouldn't believe it unless you were looking at a photo of two people that have no chemistry and are clearly in their 80s.
But also, what doctor is allowing someone to do that? I know that, you know, everyone...
The ethics of it is ludicrous.
I think that there should be maybe a cutoff.
Because even if Jin Vambun makes it into her 80s... And then the dies.
Child will be only 10.
10.
Yeah.
It's not fair for the child. No,
it's entirely irresponsible. Yeah. The couple's doctor, Naresh Banu Sharli, said it was one of the rarest cases he'd ever seen. Well, why is he doing it?
It's for the news story.
It does feel...
For people in Australia to talk about it.
It's real last frontier stuff, isn't it? Let's see if we can get a 70-year-old pregnant.
Mm. I'm with you about the chem. There's a big gap between
them. Oh, there's no chemistry at all.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen two people less interested in each other or indeed a mother less interested in her child. I mean...
Could be a staged photo. They might be actors.
That could be anything sitting in that woman's lap. Really, couldn't it?
It doesn't. Well, it just looks like some fabric to me.
Well, it's a mess of fabric. The whole picture's a mess of fabric. I've never seen so many meters of fabric in a photo either. It's like a spotlight ad. What's on the
front page? Miss last night's cricket action? Well, catch up with KO Minis, the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights. Check them out if you're new to KO. Start your free trial today. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. Speaking of KO and the T20 World Cup, we should start there. So we play our first match this Saturday night against South Africa, 9 p.m. Catch it on KO if you haven't got it already.
Yeah. Now's the perfect time to get KO.
It really is, because this is going to be a belter of a tournament. There are calls for David Warner to be replaced at the top of the order from Australia's T20 team.
Form slump is being generous.
Here are his last five T20 scores. Golden Duck against New Zealand. A wonderful catch by Martin Guptill, so it was a bit stiff.
Well, okay, he's still out.
Two before that in the IPL, another duck, a 57 and a 6.
Well, minus the 57, I reckon I could achieve all of those scores at my age, in my condition.
Yeah.
I could easily get a duck. Easily get a duck.
Matt could get a duck.
I mean, I could
very good.
Easily
could I get
walk...
a duck?
Yeah, you could get a duck.
Sure.
Not hard.
Nice
Does
curry.
That mean you get nothing?
Yeah, you get zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
I don't even
reckon I would even see a ball at my age.
Yeah.
Like literally see the ball.
Yeah. Glenn Maxwell is one of the voices backing in Warner to perform. Never doubt David, says Maxie. It's an absolute no-no.
Well, how many games do you give him, though? I mean, how many games do we play in this World Cup? We play, what, five or six games?
Yeah, once you're out of the pool.
What if he has another five like that?
Yeah. Fingers crossed, David.
And Finch is coming back from a knee injury. Like, that's not a great opening partnership, I wouldn't have thought.
You're concerned?
Well, I'm always concerned.
We also play. Yes, you are. We also play India tonight in a warm-up match. That's at 9 p.m. If you're interested. Speaking of cricket, England look like they've saved the Gabba Test.
Oh, good.
From this upcoming Ashes series in Australia, they've declared their commitment to starting in Queensland.
Right.
There were pleas from the media campaign, including Shane Warne. And Michael Vaughan was one of the major voices urging England to push for a Sydney arrival, given their more relaxed COVID rules, which means they wouldn't have to quarantine despite being an international arrival.
Sure.
So this is a tweet from Michael Vaughan. With New South Wales looking like the state who now realise we have to learn to live with the virus, it makes total sense to start the Ashes in Sydney. Why put players and broadcasters through quarantine when New South Wales look like double vaccinated, non-positive tested people won't have to?
Mm-hmm.
In an act of good faith, England have committed to their Gold Coast quarantine though.
Yep.
And it looks like they will play the first test at the Gabba as scheduled, which is good for Australia.
Sounds like Vaughan doesn't want to quarantine is what I'm taking
Pretty
from
much.
That.
Yeah. Feels a bit self-serving, that tweet. But
yeah,
it's understood that 2 weeks together in quarantine in Queensland will keep the team focused.
Mate, so the boys.
I think the English camp are actually keen for that to happen.
Of course they are. They can have showers and whatnot together.
Yeah. But before our loss to India at the Gabba, we hadn't lost there since the 70s or something.
So. Mate, the Gabba's a great test match.
Yes.
I saw Siddle hat-trick live at the
Gabba. I did too.
Were you there that day?
I was there, 2010.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wasn't it rocking?
What are the chances?
What are the chances we were both there that day? Were you in the chairman's lounge too?
Wouldn't have thought so.
I wouldn't have thought so. I would have punted him out if I'd seen him.
I missed the last night of schoolies to go see that test.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Good call.
It was a great call.
It's another night on the cans.
Yeah. I saw Siddle take a hat-trick.
And it was his birthday as well. It was like his 26th or his 27th. Yeah. It was massive.
Yeah. We drew that test from memory. And Ben Simmons returned to training for the Philadelphia 76ers over in the NBA. The vision appeared of him showing a lack of enthusiasm and engagement at training.
Oh, isn't it? He's just totally disinterested.
Yeah, literally training with his phone in his pocket.
Oh.
The coach, Doc Rivers, asked Simmons to join a defensive drill. Simmons refused. He was asked again, said no again. Rivers then told Simmons he should go home. Simmons dropped the ball and left, it has been reported.
Oh, this is a disaster.
As per a statement from the club, Simmons has now been suspended for one game for conduct detrimental to the team and will not play in the season opening game tomorrow, 11 a.m. our time against the Pelicans.
I wonder if they'll turn on him.
Yeah, he's already been fined $1.4 million by the team. He hasn't earned any money since October 11. And here's what his teammate Joel Embiid told reporters overnight.
But at the end of the day, our job is not to babysit somebody. You know, we here, we get paid to produce on the court, go on, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for. We don't get paid to come out here and, you know, try to babysit somebody.
Sounds like he was in a printing press.
Yes. It was the greatest audio, unfortunately.
Newspaper room.
Teammates don't want to babysit Ben
Well,
Simmons.
I wonder if Fair the enough. Crowd's going to turn on him as
It'll
well.
It'll be interesting.
They will for sure, surely yeah. to God.
They're pretty raucous in Philly from memory. So.
I don't know what's going on there. He either needs to leave or they need to let him go. One of the two.
Yep, having a wobble. The Marty Shergold
Show. Triple M. 5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. On this day for October the 20th today.
Today is International Chef Day, everyone. There's nothing better than a good chef, is there?
Oh, yeah.
We learnt what a sous chef makes.
We did.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. The median wage for a sous chef was...
About 60 hours?
Doesn't seem enough.
Not for the hours that you work.
Oh, and
the long hours and the time of the work.
You know, the heat.
Yeah, and all the heat.
Chopping stuff.
As we said, that's just the median age.
Medium.
Basic sort of... But still.
Yeah. Entry level to the top.
Because you're...
1973.
Yeah, bring it back.
Obviously, Lozza was missing Katy Perry.
No, it's not a Mardi Gras for a second there. Just the same song for 40 minutes. 1973, the Sydney Opera House is opened by Queen Elizabeth II. Ah, Sydney. What would you do without the harbour? Well, you'd be Wagga.
Without the harbour, you'd be Wagga. And that was, I'm sure, I think, by the look on his face.
2009, Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z featuring Alicia Keys is released. I would have said Alicia Keys featuring Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Interesting. Is the chorus the most important bit or the verse?
Who wrote it? I guess is the real kicker.
Seen her live in before, those... Marty?
No, I've never seen her live.
Very good.
God, she's a beautiful woman, though.
She sure is.
Absolutely stunning.
What a talent.
He's lost me a bit over the years.
Oh, yeah. This is all about Alicia Keys, this song. Well, this bit's
as
not.
As we hear Jay-Z.
Turn that off. That was actually Jay-Z.
That was Jay-Z. Oh, was that? I thought that was Alicia.
Songwriters include Angela Hunt, Alicia Keys, Alexander Schuckberg, Burt Keys, Janet Sewell, Lil Peek, Sean Carter, Jay-Z. And Sylvia Robinson.
They both wrote it.
Oh, my God. Oh. Sounds like a bloody Harry Styles album.
I knew that was
with no Harry on it.
No, well, that is a Harry Styles album. It's one of the great cover artists. Danny Minogue's turning 50 today.
Oh, big birthday for Danny. Smoko.
She looks good, Danny.
Yeah. She
does. Always looks good. And Tom Petty's would have been turning 71, I apologise.
That's on this day for October 20th. No easy way. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show.
Triple M.
How are you going with your soup?
My soup is, I'm gagging on it. It's a bit early for soup.
I just had a taste. It's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Try it for a week, though.
Yeah. Mm. It'll get a bit boring after a week, I reckon.
But you can have vegetables today.
Yeah, I know. It's vegetable and soup day.
Yeah.
Hopefully I can get my pants on at the end of this week.
You've done this before as well, so you know it works.
Numerous times.
Yeah.
So day one is fruit. Day one is fruit.
Day two is veg. Day three is fruit and veg.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Day four is exciting. Skim milk and bananas. Day five is meat. Day six is meat.
Do you make a little milkshake with the skim milk and bananas? Nice.
I make smoothies. Yeah. Three or four that day. And
that's
soup.
Nice. That's nice. It's a full liquid day.
I'm tempted to get on board for a week.
So am I, but I just don't think I can.
I had a very liberating experience in the toilet this morning.
Oh.
Beg your pardon?
Very liberating.
Like turning on a tap.
No.
Turning on the light.
More just volume. It was a volume.
Yeah, right.
It was a volume game this morning.
Dump truck.
Mm. Glad I brought up the soup.
Yeah, how do we end up here? A
couple of little Morrisons into the world.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Come Thursday midnight, we're all out. Well, we're all out except if you're unvaccinated.
When the lockdown continues.
And Victorians who are not vaccinated will continue to be banned from pubs and events well into 2022, according to Daniel Andrews.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this, the unvaccinated not being allowed out?
It's going to be very interesting this weekend, seeing people turned away at the door.
Because effectively their lockdown's just going to continue.
It will. Nothing changes if you're unvaxxed.
New South Wales have given anti-vaxxers equal freedoms as those that are vaccinated on December 1. So that's 8 weeks after the lockdown ended. So what are we now? October, November.
October 20.
So December 1, if you're not vaccinated in New South Wales, you can do whatever you want.
Yes, but not here.
But not here.
No. Well, there's no date for next year.
No. Well, Loz, were you just saying the Grand Prix has been bandied around?
Yes. So the Premier said he expects vaccine passports will still be in place for the Grand Prix in April. Therefore, maybe alluding to that might be a all-over thing.
Mm-hmm. Asked when the unvaccinated will be able to go to pubs and stadiums, Mr. Andrews said
this. I cannot put a date on it, but I can tell you this. It will not be when we reach 90%. It will not be anytime soon. That's going to function for a period of time well into 2022.
Well into 2022. So if you're not vaccinated, you're not part of life.
You're on the fence about getting it done.
Get it
done. That's bad news.
They can picnic.
You can picnic. Yeah. Well, can you picnic?
They said that Dan Andrews said that it's highly recommended that you do so if vaccinated, but they can sort of go out in parks and things like that.
Yeah, right. He continued saying, why would you get the system going, have the thing up and running, and then essentially pull all that down, all of the architecture that you've built, the culture that you've changed, why would you change that 4 or 5 weeks later? We won't be doing that.
No.
What percent do you think we'll get to, double dose?
94.
I think we'll get to about 93.
Canberra's at 98, aren't they? Yeah. Single dose.
Yeah.
I think we're projected about 93. Same as Sydney-ish.
Yeah, so it's a very small number of people.
It is.
Who
you wouldn't believe it if you read the Herald Sun, though, would you?
No.
You'd think it was half the world.
Yeah.
Bloody murder.
But it is going to be interesting at pubs on Friday.
Well, you're just at home. Nothing's going to end.
Make sure you link it to your Service Victoria app too, by the way, everyone.
I did that myself, so if I can do it, anyone can do it.
And you helped me.
And I actually gave you advice.
Maybe we should do a tutorial
of YouTube on our Insta site, me walking you through how to attach your passport to your, I was a bit of a late starter with the whole app thing as well, as it turns out.
But you worked it out in the end.
I don't know what you thought you were doing.
I don't know what I was doing.
I can't believe that you taught Loz something.
I know. In the world of technology.
It wasn't to do with honey.
What? For when she's got a sore throat. Oh.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Now it's time for Lauren's little quiz. It's Cinemasaurus.
Yes, and we are doing it for the Melbourne Cup Carnival. Revel in the spirit of Melbourne Cup Carnival, October 30 through to November 6. Check out vrc.com.au. Things are happening, guys, in Melbourne. We're back.
Oh, great time of year.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Spring Carnival, Melbourne Cup Carnival, just wonderful.
Sure is. It's my favourite time of the year.
Even
actually.
If you're not into horse racing, I mean, it's just yet another Melbourne event.
That's right. Melbourne on Showcase. Oh, it's beautiful.
Wonderful stuff. They should move the Eye to Flemington.
There you go. There's an idea.
Just have it in the car park.
Yeah.
It's nice.
The star observation wheel, he means.
Yes. Lauren's little quiz. Marty, you taking on Loz.
Yep.
Will Quizmaster.
Yes. Thank you, Troy.
Will, there was a little bit of, we were a bit annoyed with you last week for some of the questions in Lauren's little quiz.
Yes.
Original sin.
Initial trespass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was hard.
Scotty texts me on the Lauren line.
Oh, what's the number for that?
457-051-051.
Good.
And he said, Lozzie, I have to ask on behalf of all of us to play at home, can you ban William from playing and writing the questions for your movie song quiz?
Oh, playing and writing.
Yeah, I feel like he thinks stumping you guys is a little claim to victory because he can't play anymore.
Oh, my God.
Run these by Martin for me from yesterday and let Will know a quick fun game that everyone can get is a good game. He said Riptide. What did you say for
Cross Current.
Scotty suggested Tear-Laced. Riptide. Tied up.
You wouldn't have got that either.
Or Original Sin, First Misbehave.
I don't think you would have got that either.
I think I would have.
I've made these incredibly easy today.
He also said for original you could have done Blue Packet of Chips.
Well, let's see how we go today. This is Songosaurus.
So angry. Look at him.
He hates the 360.
Just put a firecracker up your butt.
He hates feedback, doesn't he?
Matt and I are going to have a real spar in the podcast today if you want to hear it.
We are doing that, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. All
really
right.
Excited,
this will be fun. Let's see how we go.
Let's get into it.
So the theme. We haven't even started. We're going to miss the news. To celebrate the roadmap for the 80% Freedom Day, songs from the 80s.
Great.
This is Matt's idea. We're just going to keep it simple.
And, of course, the premise of the game is that the words in the title are changed using a thesaurus.
Yes, correct.
Here
Question one. Surviving on a worship.
Living on a prayer.
I think Marty started it first. Matt agrees. Was that easy enough for you, Chris?
Is that his name? Scott, actually.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Scott.
Scott from Geelong. Oh.
Chris Scott from Geelong.
Wow, how about that?
Well done, Marty. Point on the board.
Thank you. Thank you,
Marty won,
well
Lauren
done,
nil.
Marty. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you,
Question two. Stroll similar to a pharaoh.
Walking like an Egyptian. Walking like an Egyptian.
Yes. I'll give it to Lauren.
Walking like an Egyptian.
It was a bit Stumble McFoo, but
it really was.
The Bengals. One all. Question three.
Good game, Marty.
First to five, best of. What are we
best
doing?
Best of five, first to three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Question three. Spoiled affection.
Tainted love.
Well done.
Oh,
good one.
Good one by you. These are very good today.
Yeah,
Matthew, could you turn the aircon up, please? I can hardly even sit here. Holy hell, it's hot in here.
Well, you've been eating like liters of soup.
I know.
God almighty, I'm nauseous.
That is what happens when you eat soup.
That's right.
It is a sweaty meal.
You need your carrots. Oh. They're cool. They'll cool you down.
Matthew. Yeah.
Lauren 2, Marty 1. Lauren can win it here. Question 4. Lavender shower.
Purple rain.
Lauren wins.
Oh, no!
Lauren wins.
Well done, Lozza.
Well done, Loz.
Well done, Marty.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Sunny today, top of 23. 23 tomorrow as well. 25 as we step out of lockdown.
25?
I saw showers on Friday.
Yeah, coming through in the afternoon.
But well,
the
I early have lunch part plans. Is going to
be, yes.
You'll be fine.
You'll be right.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Outside. Under
25.
An umbrella.
Cracking weather.
Yeah, fantastic.
For the first weekend out of lockdown.
Yes, if you're vaccinated.
For the final lockdown weekend ever. Am I right, guys?
Ever.
Yep. Ever.
Ever.
That's it.
Let's call it.
That is it.
We are well done.
If you're listening, Dan Andrews, that's it.
Well, I tell you, if he tries to lock us down,
it won't work.
It just won't work.
It didn't work this time.
No, there's been a fair bit of movement as I look out at Clarendon Street. You know, we're locked down, guys. What are you doing?
Essential.
You have a permit?
Essential. Essentially just going to the shops.
Yeah.
This is a fun story, and we're asking the question, what did you shove up your nose?
133353 is our number.
Yeah, things get stuck up your nose all the time.
Mm. Or get in touch with us through Insta as well, if you want
please
to.
Do. Or you can directly message Loz on the Lauren line.
Yes, Lauren line.
0457 051 051.
Yeah. So many means of communication these days.
Just get in touch.
Still call us.
Yes.
Still call.
133353.
A TikTok user named Hannah has revealed she pulled a small bead out of her nose after shoving it up there as a small child.
God only knows.
God only knows. God only knows. Beach Boys. Great band.
Or maybe this is better.
You're a funny girl.
Barbara Streisand, one of the great noses. Her and Gladys Berejiklian. Have a full cigarette in the shower.
In stitches.
Never got wet.
Doubled in half.
Right, so what has she pulled out of her nose, this woman?
She had a vague recollection of putting a bead up her nose, but wasn't sure if it was even a real memory or not. I mean, we've all had those kind of memories.
Sure.
Did that really happen? I can't remember. Maybe I made it up. Recently, though, she had a sinus infection.
This is probably TMI, but I had a sinus infection a couple weeks ago, and I had this massive booger. I could not get out. It was, like, right up here, and it would not come out. It was super painful, and it was bothering me.
What is that annoying music?
I know. That is a massive TikTok song. Oh. What is that song?
Oh, no. It goes, oh, no. You put it with, like, someone who falls over or, like, it's something. Yeah.
But was it a successful song?
It's a song. Yeah, I think so.
Maybe fact check that one and we'll find out who it's by because I've even noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. It's probably up there with one of the most used sounds.
She got an earwax cleaning camera. What? And used it in her nose. And she could see the mass, but she still couldn't get it out. She woke up the next day and it had dislodged and was gone.
Oh.
Right. Later that week, the pain was back.
Well, it just came back and it was really painful and I was trying to get it out. I was blowing my nose really aggressively, really hard. I couldn't get it out.
She went on to say this.
I got the little camera out again and I looked and there was a little bit of blue on it. And that brought back that memory of that bead from when I was like 3 years old. Well, I finally got it out. It was very painful, but a bead, a blue bead that has been in my nose for 20 years just came out of my nose.
Unbelievable.
That is
20
years. How could you not know? Because it's quite a sizable bean. She was asked to prove it, as is the modern day world. And so she took a photo of it and there it is. It's about almost the size of your little fingernail in diameter.
A pea.
Like a pea. Exactly. But sort of flat, not round.
At least you can breathe through this. It's got the little hole, like it's a bead.
But if you're a 3 year old, that's a big thing to have up your schnoz.
Yeah, their noses are very tiny. How did it get up there?
I don't know. And how did she not? How do you not know you got something up your nose? Even at that age, you'd be like, "Wow, something's not right."
She must have just learnt that was. Well, that's all she knew.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
That's what
true.
It is.
Well, she knows.
That's all she knows.
You'll do the jokes.
You're fired. What have I told you? Never be funnier than me.
Let's go to the calls. Heath in Craigieburn. What did you shove up your nose?
I was probably about the same age as that girl. I was about 2 or 3 and shoved a pea up my nose.
Oh, Heath. How long was it there?
Probably a couple of months. Mum started smelling and she washed me and bathed me. And
yeah, but I couldn't get rid of the stink.
It was up in my nose and it was all rooted out and everything.
Oh, it like planted
growing
itself.
A little plant in your nose, Heath.
Growing pea.
That's it. I've got a big honker too.
Oh. Jack and the Beanstalk type arrangement.
Thank you, Heath.
Ooh, gross. The smell of it.
Yeah.
Mum's so white. Keeps
gross.
Washing you.
Yuck.
Oh, no, it's no, in you, Heath.
Brenda and Rosanna. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Hey, Brenda. Hi, Brenda. How are you going?
Good. Thanks, Marty. How's everyone?
Wonderful. Yeah, you got a sore throat, Brenda?
No, I just got out of bed.
Oh, Brenda. Hello. Are you flirting with me, Brenda?
No.
What are you having for breakfast?
I haven't had breakfast yet, but I'll probably have.
I'll be there in 20 minutes.
I'll make you porridge.
I think we'll try more than that, Brenda. nose. What'd you get stuck in your nose, mate?
A little wattle tree flower. One of those little yellow ones is a little bit smaller than a Smartie.
Yes, I know the ones. The wattle tree, beautiful, the wattles. Many different types of wattle too. Mm. And how long was it there, Brenda?
Only for about half an hour. I decided I'd have a bit of a smell to see if I could smell it, and I had a big sniff and it went all the way up my nose.
Oh, God. Were you panicking?
Well, I was four, so yes, I did panic.
Oh, yes, right. I thought it might have been recently, Brenda, but no.
Mother rushed me down to the chemist and he got some big prongs and took it out, which was really lucky because a little insect flew out after.
Oh, go on. Everything going on in your nose. I don't like it when chemists pretend to be doctors.
Oh, a Chemist Warehouse, very handy.
I mean, Chemist Warehouse, I mean, very different
I'm
scenario.
I'm surprised you didn't sneeze it out.
I know.
If a little wattle thing was up my nose, I'd be sneezing galore.
Yeah, I think I agree. Brenda was lying.
No.
I agree with you. And chemists should not pretend to be doctors.
Unless they're at the warehouse.
Unless they're
I like to ask a chemist questions before I go to the doctor.
Get some advice.
Yeah, but I'm not going to keep taking my pants off every time I go there.
Well, no.
What sort of advice are you looking for? Jesse in Tarnete.
How are you?
Hey, Jesse. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
What did you get stuck up your nose, buddy?
When I was about 7 years of age, I found a watch battery in my room and I proceeded to put it up to my nose and snort it. And yeah, safe to say I was too scared to tell my mum at the time what actually happened. So she had to rush me to the eye and ear hospital because I had battery acid trickling out my nose.
Oh, my God, Jesse.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Everything worked out okay, though.
It did, yeah. Luckily, they ended up getting it out the next morning. They, like, syringed it out. And, yeah, it was pretty scary. And, don't put watch batteries up to your nose.
Jesse just had a memory of the whole thing.
You could have died, Jesse.
It was too much for him at the end there.
Community service announcement. What did you shove up your nose? What are we talking about?
Barry Manor nose. God, this is a great track, you know.
Yeah, it is. A woman has pulled the bead out of her nose, was up there for 20 years.
20 years? She didn't know it was there?
Yeah.
We've been taking calls. We've got some on the Instagram as well, Will.
Simon says he got a Mastermind knob stuck up his nose. You know that game Mastermind?
Yeah, Mastermind. Yeah.
Yes. But that's got quite a wide base, doesn't it? I imagine it just block it like
Remind me what Mastermind was.
It's like four different colours in a row and you have to get the other person's order and colours correct.
Yeah. I don't remember playing much Mastermind.
It's a good game.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. That.
Like those ones?
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Jan said that her daughter had a sultana up her nose, had to get removed by a doctor.
Yeah.
And Marty, my sister knocked back a handful of nerds last week and she still has one stuck up her nostrils.
Oh, that's funny. That's an accidental nose shove.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Let's go to Chris in Rosebud. Hey, Chris.
How you going?
Wonderful, Chris. What did you get stuck up your nose, buddy?
I didn't have it stuck up my nose. It went in my eye. I put a rosemary bead.
In your eye?
Yeah, I put it in my eye. I was squinting on it. I had rosemary beads and they all broke up.
Yeah.
So I was put them like they were red. So I put them in my eyes, in the corner of my eyes, and I was squinting them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cause...
And I turned around to my brother and it was about to fall out. And I went to push it and in the corner of my eye and went in.
Oh, my God. It went in behind your eye.
Wow. It went in behind my eye. Yeah.
And Jesus.
My brother threatened to tell my mum and I said, don't, nothing. Yeah. And then about a week later, did like a bit of a, you know, like a, and spat it out.
No way.
It's all connected.
It's just.
Yeah, went down my sinuses, past the nose and out the back of my throat. Sort of
unbelievable.
Thing,
I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone at home.
No.
It's a bit like how people suck things up your nose and it comes out your mouth.
Oh, thank God you said nose then, Chris. Suck such an emotional word on radio. Is.
Thanks for the call.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
It's time to get you up to date with what's happening around Australia.
It's not running.
Around Melbourne and around the world. Marty was in the bathroom and he is waddling back.
This hasn't happened before.
No, he has never missed.
What are you doing?
You've never missed.
Oh, he was heating up his
Sorry, guys. I didn't have time to do all the things I needed to do.
Gosh, you're a busy boy today.
Oh, I'm back. Little birdie, here we go. Worst crash spot in Melbourne has been revealed. The latest AAMI crash index shows that the worst spot, guess where it is?
Bundoora?
Yes, Plenty Road.
How did you know
That is a terrible road.
Were you involved in putting this sheet together?
I've actually crashed on Plenty Road in Bundoora.
Are you joking?
Have you?
Yeah.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah.
COVID vaccine boosters are going to be rolled out from Christmas. So for all of those of you who are thinking that you don't know when your third jab's coming.
Yeah.
Christmas and beyond.
Okay.
Is that a time thing or an availability of vaccine thing?
I think it's a time thing. That's what's happening overseas in places like Israel and the UK. I think US are doing it as well.
It's about,
about 6 months. The efficacy starts to decline.
Is it true that AstraZeneca doesn't need a boost? I don't want to spread false information.
Read that. Well, going off the UK, which is mostly AstraZeneca, they're now getting Pfizer boosters as their third shot.
Mix and match.
Interesting.
Mix and match. Nice one, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
A human behavioural expert tells you what your drink order says about you. Here we go. Flat white drinkers are arrogant.
Oh.
Espresso fans tend to be adventurous. Latte, middle of the road type.
That's me.
Latte.
Cappuccino or a mugaccino, slightly more adventurous than the latte drinkers. Iced coffee, misfits. Long black.
What the hell?
Maybe very fitness oriented.
that's you, Marty.
Well, I think we could throw this list out.
What a stupid list.
I haven't had milk in my coffee since I was about 8. No one cares about Novak Djokovic.
They do.
Do they?
He might not play.
Oh, really? I didn't read it.
Because he's anti-vax. Haven't we been talking about this for ages?
Well, then if he's anti-vax, don't come here.
He won't reveal if he's been vaccinated or not.
Well, then he hasn't been.
Clearly. Oh,
yeah. Because otherwise you just say, I'm vaccinated.
He's won it 9 times and he might not play.
Well, good. Give someone else a go.
That's all right.
And, of course, to finish off a little birdie today, there's some talk and it's gathering real momentum that they're going to put a zip line across the Yarra River.
Oh.
From Fed Square to Alexandra Gardens. It'll go at 40 kilometres an hour. Zoom! Straight across.
3 seconds, you'll be across.
Big. That'd be good
fun. Aren't we about to do a whole break on this?
Dedicating an entire break to it now.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it more.
All right.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
And yes, there is going to be a zip line across the Yarra. Tick, that's done.
No point talking about that anymore. Let's talk about what I saw on the drive into work this morning, which is what I believe are the first Christmas lights of the season.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Surrounding a house. I won't give away the location.
Yeah.
It's on my drive in. And as I went past it, I was like, surely not.
It seems early. What are we, October 20?
It's the full effort. But I sort of, it was very early and it took me by surprise. So I wasn't checking for Santas or...
Yeah, could have been a lockdown project for someone.
It could have been.
Well, Marty, someone did call it, because you mentioned this earlier in the show, and did say it could have been the Diwali festival lights.
Oh, yeah.
Which is celebrated mainly by Hindus. Lasts about 5 days between mid-October and November, which is now.
Okay.
That could have been what you were seeing. Yeah. But for argument's sake, let's say they were Christmas lights.
Well, when is it okay to put Christmas lights up? And have you seen any Christmas lights in your area yet?
Give us a buzz.
And when do things happen in stores, 133353? Like, when is Christmas... When do we... We must be close to kicking it off.
In the shops.
Yeah, well,
I reckon if the shops were open,
it would have started.
Meyer and DJs and whatever, absolutely would have started by now.
I think usually 1st of November.
Yeah. When do the Meyer windows happen?
1st of December,
I think that's the 1st of December. Yeah.
And do you think there'd be people in there now at Meyer? Are they allowed to be staff in there now setting up the store for Christmas?
Oh, that's
last year they started from the 14th of November.
Yeah.
The 14th of November.
The Meyer windows.
Because it feels frighteningly early for people to have lights draped over the house.
I think it's fun in this world we're living in. To have a bit of excitement about Christmas
early. Oh, I couldn't agree more. Well, we're getting a few calls here.
What about Easter? You know, after Christmas? Like you get the
hot cross
buns in January or something.
Yeah, I know. And suddenly you're buying eggs again. It's like, God almighty. Has marketing missed any opportunity in the history of the world?
No.
I mean... And I cite God as an example.
Cameron in Keysborough, morning.
Morning, everyone. How are you?
Cameron, have you seen Christmas lights?
Yeah, in my house.
No way. What have you started already?
Yeah, we started planning because I've got one of them golden tickets to Bunnings, like a power pass. So my wife, when we bought lights, and there's one guy who went in a couple of days before us, he snapped up $1,200 worth. So people are buying them.
People are buying them.
They're going to pop up sooner or later. You need something to do during lockdown.
Yes, well, that was Lauren's point.
Crystal on Instagram said Bunnings has Christmas stuff all out. It's been out for weeks, which makes sense if you want to prepare for Christmas.
Yeah.
If you do one of those big, proper light displays on your house, that's a lot of planning.
Yeah, well, I feel like now that person has done that over the weekend.
Yeah, right.
And I've only just gone that way the other night, this morning.
Yeah.
And Stephen sent us a photo of marshmallow Santas that are now available at supermarkets.
Oh, there you go. I've seen a lot of Christmas
stuff.
Food at, supermarkets.
All going on. Eric in Croydon South. You seen Chrissy Lights?
Yeah, mate. How you going, guys? So I've already started putting mine up.
Well done, Eric. Are you a Santa on the roof near the chimney guy, or is it just sort of fairy lights?
Fairy lights everywhere. I stick with one theme and that's it. So I go white lights everywhere.
Nice.
Oh, white lights everywhere. Nice. Just no colours.
Yeah. Classy.
Very tasteful.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, got to keep it that way. But this is my first year that I'm going all out because my two-year-old granddaughter can finally understand what it's all about.
Yes, yes. Well done, Eric.
Would you consider a snow machine?
Never.
No, okay.
Never. No.
No, right.
Stay out of it, Laura.
No worries.
I don't know why you would have mentioned that, Laura. Get your coat.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. On this day for October 20 today.
It's International Chef Day today. Because you're hot and you're cold. You're yes, then you're no. You're in, then you're out. You're up, then you're down. You're wrong. Who doesn't love Katy Perry?
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love chefs?
Yes, both. I do love chefs.
I mean, if she was a chef.
Yeah, and back in the kitchens too this weekend, as we get out of lockdown.
Oh, all those chefs will be thinking, my feet are going to be killing. Probably burn my hand and cut my finger off.
Oh.
1955, The Return of the King, the third and final volume of The Lord of the Rings is published.
Sounds my second favourite one.
Sounds like you in the meeting in the morning.
1955. Mm. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep.
1973, the Rolling Stones had number one song in the US with Angie. I still love you.
Remember all. It doesn't feel that old.
No, it really doesn't.
Not bad for a blues cover band.
According to Paul McCartney. 1980, U2 released their debut album, Boy, which includes the hit single, I Will Follow. Unbelievable. What a band.
Yeah.
2002, Top Gear is relaunched on the BBC, starring Clarkson and Hammond. What about the other bloke? Didn't he do it?
He came a year later. Ah.
Did he?
Yeah, 2003.
James May.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Top Gear, Marty?
No.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan of Jeremy Clarkson.
Right.
I find him smug.
Yeah. Well, the show was about him.
Yeah, I know. He's seems like a turd.
Around 2007 or 8, that was a juggernaut.
Yeah. Oh,
that was massive. The world's biggest show.
Biggest massive. Show in the world.
Yeah.
He was out here doing a tour. I think I might have even chatted to him at one point years ago. Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah.
And they had cars on stage and all sorts of things.
Mm, it was massive.
What did they call the driver? Like they always had
the Stig.
The Stig.
Yeah.
2011, John Mayer has throat surgery to treat a problem with his vocal cords. Pushing back the release of his album, Born and Raised. Is this off that album?
No.
No, I doubt it. This is early 2000s.
This is off, what's it called?
Of course, written for Jennifer. Something about
from Room for Squares.
Room for Squares. Famous Jennifer's.
Jessica Simpson?
No, Jennifer.
Garner.
Love Hewitt?
Love
yes,
Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Well done, Troy. Might leave to find it'll never let you. Oh, Fingers Maya. Birthdays. Happy birthday to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, turning 50.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop he won't it know like it's hot. 50th. Pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Just another park day for Snoop. Michelle Bridges is like turning 51.
Oh, loving
this. Ah, the Noles love it.
How can you not love Shannon Noll?
Oh, you're not an Aussie if you don't love Shannon Noll. Oh. Kamala Harris is turning 57.
We did it. We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president of the United States.
Sounds drunk.
Sorry, has she been at a pub? She's got out of lockdown.
Gladys being interviewed.
She sounds like Grape Lady.
I don't know.
We did it, Joe.
The Mighty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Screenshots of a bartender's exchange with his boss have gone viral on Reddit after he revealed the shocking text messages that he received on his day off. We're moving into the area of, did you tell your boss to shove it? Which I always love, a dramatic exit.
1-333-53.
I don't think I've ever told a... I've told a boss to shove it,
yeah,
but then not quit, you know what I mean? Like, I've had that conversation,
yep,
but I didn't leave.
Yeah, right. Okay.
This is like, did you tell your boss to shove it, and then you walked?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
What a piece of music. You know, I tried to watch this film the other day, and I saw Heath Ledger in the first couple of scenes, and I wasn't ready. I was like, yeah, no, I don't want to watch this.
For the fact that he's not around anymore.
Yeah, it just got me at the wrong time. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not watching a Heath Ledger movie today.
Brokeback Mountain is the film we're talking about. That wasn't clear.
If that wasn't clear.
If you don't recognise the guitar riff.
Which you may not.
I don't know how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you. I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's got to, you got to like not open your teeth. I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Okay, you don't need to make
that face.
You're not good at that one.
I'll get it.
Yeah, keep rehearsing
just
that one.
Just two cowboys in love. In the exchange, the bartender explained he was having a few drinks on his day off when he got a text message from his boss at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I need you to come in 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. today. We have an event scheduled and one bartender. That's what the boss sent him.
Mm.
And he said, no, thank you. I love that reply. No, thanks. I get what you're saying, but it's an absolute no, thank you. Before reminding his boss it was his day off.
Mm.
His boss still demanded the bartender go into work, adding he needed to be a team player.
Mm.
It isn't all about you. Please come tomorrow. That would irritate the life out of me.
Oh, for sure.
Particularly after you've sent a no thank you.
Yeah.
The bartender replied, why are you telling me at 3 a.m. that you need me to work 11 hours tomorrow? I've had a few drinks and I don't feel like coming into work hungover and working that long on my day off.
Mm.
The feud continued when the boss told the employee he needed to stay ready for work and getting too drunk is not a good look.
On your day off, you can't even enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Who is this guy? Well, yeah. A bartender on call.
Yeah.
What are you? Me mum.
Yeah.
He replied with a laughing emoji, you're telling the bartender not to drink on his time off? Want to tell the chefs not to eat off the clock too?
Good one.
I mean, not as good as... No. Yeah, he could have done better, but, yeah. You know, he's 3 a.m. He's out of here.
Yeah.
His comments appeared to rub the boss up the wrong way as he told the bartender they're going to discuss his attitude when he comes in on Sunday. But it backfired with the bartender quitting. Bartenders are needed all over the place now. I think I'll just go and work at one of the dozens of places hiring around here. I'm fed up with you. His boss told him it was a mistake, and here's the bit where he told him to shove it. He said, eat my ass. Luke, one of the great arse eaters.
To be subtle.
Did you... tell your boss to shove it. John's on the line in Greenvale. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Marty. Good morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Good on you, John.
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I worked for an institution for about 20 years and 5 months exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought they'd look after me, yeah, after 20 years.
Yes.
So when I gave notice, I gave him 4 weeks' notice, I gave me my resignation, and I took the 4 weeks in sickies, and that was the way of telling the jammer.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Nice,
yes.
Job. 4 weeks of sick leave.
Well, you don't get paid out sick leave.
No, it's very annoying.
And you always think the company loves you, don't you? They never
Until
do.
They don't.
They never do.
You're big on this.
Mate, I tell you, I've seen it 1,000 times. Hoorah.
When you've been
I'm
around.
A team player. Oh, turns out you're the only one on the team.
You've been around the block a couple of times.
Oh, just a couple.
James in Clyde.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi, James.
How's it going?
G'day, Jim.
It's just the way you said hi. It threw me a bit.
Oh, that's all right. So what happened was my old work was a Tier 1 site, and our boss was forcing us to work through all the lockdown.
No, oh, doesn't sound right, James.
I cracked it and punched him.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Physical.
There's a lot wrong with that.
And,
story.
Yes, I mean working in a Tier 1 site, shouldn't be making them work. No. And then James...
Crunchy no, violence is not the answer. No,
never the answer. No. Beautifully said, Troy.
JT in Footscray.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, JT. How are you?
Good, thanks. So last year after the lockdown, I got a job working for a tree lopper.
Yes.
And this bloke was, like, incredibly negligent, underpaid us, broke a bunch of work safe rules.
Sure.
So one day he was halfway up a tree and he was yelling at me when I was trying to haul some heavy logs. Oh, so God. I told him to go F himself and walked off site.
Well done, JT.
Yeah, I love that.
Perfect.
That's more
and
like
up a tree. What are you going to do?
Perfect. Get down.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Over to you, Lotta.
Yes. So we played in, for the nose girl who shoved the beat up her nose.
Yes.
Yeah. Underneath that, there was some music, which we recognise as the Oh No song from TikTok.
It's everywhere on Instagram, or it was as well.
Yeah, it was probably like most of this year, it's been a big TikTok trending sound. It's sort of easing off now, but... That song, you wondered where it came from, is a remake of a song by the Shangri-Las called Remember Walking in the Sand.
Oh, right.
Let me think, what can I do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And then the remake was by Capone? No.
Capone, yeah.
Called Oh, No.
Oh, no. Yeah. He hasn't done much to it by the sounds of it.
No.
Just made it a bit quicker.
Yeah. And a few people have gotten in touch, including Naomi on the Lauren line.
I love the Lauren line. Don't forget you can contact Lauren directly on 0457051051.
Yeah. And she said, lovely Loz, tell Marty the game Mastermind, which we also spoke about in the nose chat, because someone stuck a Mastermind piece up their nose.
Yes.
Is exactly the same as your Vault game, just colours instead of numbers.
Yes. Oh. Now, I was never a Mastermind player.
Mm.
Oh, I loved it.
I remember it. It's like I'd just forgotten it completely, but I play this a lot.
So your little area is hidden.
Yep.
And you put a series of coloured balls in a row.
They've got green, blue, red, purple.
And then the opposition has to try and guess that perfectly.
Yeah. And if they get it one right, what is it, Will?
If you get a colour right in the wrong spot, you get a white peg.
Right.
If you've got a colour right
in the right spot,
you get a red peg. Cool. You're not sure which peg is
representing which colour.
Almost like battleships.
Yes. So you usually take about 15 turns or so to finally nut it out. But it's exactly like the vault.
Oh, well, not exactly.
Scott on
$10,000 to win.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, beautifully said.
Or maybe next time if you're trying to guess, you could get an old Mastermind thing and put the numbers on the peggy things and try and practice it that way.
But
why not? That's
good. It's like having four white pegs. We've already helped you out.
Yeah.
How much did he make out of
Mastermind? So Mordecai Meyerowitz, an Israeli telecommunications expert, released the game in 1971. The game sold 50 million sets in 80 countries, the most successful game of the 70s.
Unbelievable. Wow. Mordecai Meyerowitz just cleaned up.
Yeah. Marty Shigold, now on Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show.
for that.
Oh, there's more. Do not go anywhere.
I didn't check with you. Do you have the leftover songs from Songosaurus? Because we can do that at the end.
I can get
we'll
to
do that. I'll let you have a bit of time there. First, from Axel. In reference to today's show, Daddy Warbucks. What WTF is in that soup?
That's an Annie reference.
It's an Annie reference, but it's a reference to the competition they're running upstairs at the moment.
Yeah.
What's it called? Alpha Bucks. Giving away a million. Giving away a million bucks.
Daddy Warbucks.
I mean, can we please do something? That's really funny.
Daddy Warbucks.
Because you kind of look like him.
Oh.
You do.
Daddy
the guy
Warbucks.
From Annie.
Yeah, well, who was the actor film? That played Danny Warbucks?
I saw, what's the...
Yeah, you saw old mate from Phantom of the Opera do it.
Warlow.
Yeah. Yeah. Anthony Warlow. That's right. Anthony Warlow. I was going to say Rob Cousins.
Daddy.
Anthony Warlow.
So Daddy Warbucks is the dad from Annie. If
yeah, there he is there. Her.
Like me, wasn't aware.
Yeah, see?
He does funny. Look a bit like
see?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. There you go.
Great movie, Annie.
It is a great movie.
Phone's out for this one. Yes. So we asked for lookalikes and Stephen got in touch and he said, this one is Will, generously, and then sent through this guy from a TikTok. Quite a handsome gent.
And he thinks you look like that bloke?
Stephen does, yeah.
No.
I don't see it.
I don't see that one.
I don't see that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the hair colour.
I mean, it's a guy in a T-shirt, if that's the criteria.
Similar colour shirts.
Yeah,
similar
you've colour got a T-shirt.
You like T-shirts like that, but that's about where it ends for me.
Okay. Then we have a message from Darren. What are the chances? Was listening to the podcast while you were discussing food poisoning and vomiting. I was driving at the exact time and passed a car, pulled over when the driver's side door opened, a head popped out and proceeded to have a large Chris Mew. What are the chances?
Whole rhyming slang.
We're talking about spewing and then he drives past someone he has a spew.
Gosh, you're unwell if you're having to vomit out the driver's side door.
No, thanks.
Better than doing it all over yourself while driving, which I've done.
Oh, yeah. I had a mate
do that. Yeah, orange juice. Mm. It was an orange juice spew.
I had a mate do that many years ago, and he vomited into the inside of the windscreen. You're right, mate? Yeah, we'll get her.
Retribution time for Marty on Songosaurus. Here are the final questions we had left over.
Well, can everyone play?
Well, Matt's seen them. Clancy, I mean, if you want to jump
Come on,
in.
Clancy.
Jump up.
Plants.
They were easier today, yes. What
we got up to
number Lavender Shower, Purple Rain is where we finished.
Okay. And you won that 3-1.
Yep.
How many you got left?
Four left?
Okay, let's
see what happens. Question one. Beneath Stress.
Under pressure.
Off mic.
Say that
and
again.
Your mic wasn't on.
Under pressure? Very under good.
Eighty songs.
I was thinking of AFL again.
I forgot. I forgot what the topic was.
All right, question two.
Hold on.
Leap.
Jump.
Marty got it.
Oh. I just got it.
Hold on. I'm not standing up. Why?
One each. Yeah. For Clarice and I, it rubs the lotion into its skin.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Question three.
None for you, bud.
Yep.
Lust Cabin.
Love Shack.
Oh, we've got a tiebreaker. How perfect.
Very good. We got a three-way tiebreaker. This is exciting. Great track. Love Shack,
baby. Yeah. Lust Cabin, baby.
Good one.
Here we go. To decide it. Mad small object named Adoration.
Crazy little thing about called love.
What a comeback. I knew Lauren was going to come. I could feel it.
You're very good at feeling those things, Will.
We'll be back tomorrow. Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shegold Show. It's Triple M.
The Marty Shegold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.